This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
771.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do, 855-993-7569. That's what Shay has done. I'm not even going to mess around. I don't want to keep him waiting any longer than necessary. Shay, welcome to the program. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm sure you can help me. But I just wanted to say I always forget whenever I talk to you that I saw you live. You were great.
Well, thank you.
If you were nervous, I couldn't tell.
I'm almost always nervous, but thank you. If you live in the greater New York area, I'm going to be out at Hofstra on Friday hosting the Talkers Convention. So if you're going to be around, come say hi.
Oh, speaking of Friday, I'm going to England Friday. But
okay, well,
I'm
I guess you're not going to do that.
Right.
Well, good. All right, so how can I help you today?
Okay, I talked to you last year because I wanted to get a divorce, and I was just talking through it with you because we had financial problems, and we had a house that, you know, we needed to sell but needed to do renovations.
Right.
So we got the renovations done, and then so now I pieced my money together, and I've gotten a place to stay with my children.
Good.
So
are you actually going, you have a legal separation, are you going through a divorce? What's the story?
I do not have any legal separation at all.
Okay. How long are you living apart?
We still live together. And I
thought you said you were living in a different place with your kids.
I have the apartment, but I haven't moved into it.
Got it. Okay.
So my problem, well, the good thing is I'm being honored in England and I'm taking my children with me Friday. We're leaving. When I come back, I want to move into my apartment.
Okay, so what's the honor?
So, all right, my plan is to, when my children go to school, have a moving van come over and move my stuff. But what I wanted to ask you, doctor, is how do I talk to my children? Because I haven't said anything to them about moving out, and then when I go pick them up from school, and we go.
Well, wait a minute. Does your partner know that you're, does your spouse know that you're planning to move out? I mean, you don't, look.
He does know. He knows, but he doesn't know the particulars because I'm afraid to tell him, like, I have an apartment and I plan to do it. I'm afraid to tell him in advance before I do it.
What's your fear of what he would do or say? I mean, what could happen?
Well,
I mean, is there
he'd go berserk? I feel like, you know, he would, you know, just start yelling and screaming and.
Is he violent?
Well, no, he doesn't like.
I mean, yelling and screaming is one thing.
That.
It's not great, but most of us yell and scream. But there's no physical violence involved, is there?
Nothing like real serious. Nothing like that.
What does not real serious mean, Shay?
Like maybe he'll just like grab me and stuff like that, but.
Well, that's not okay. All right. So look, first of all, the two of you are going to have to co-parent those kids. All right. Number one. So number two, the idea of sandbagging somebody isn't a great idea. And I know you're feeling like, and I tend to agree with you. I think talking about it before you leave, and there's been no. How long have the two of you been together?
Like over 20 years. We've been married 19 years.
What's the award you're getting?
It's for my job, for an engineering project my team did.
Congratulations.
By my company. Yeah.
Terrific. How old are your kids?
One is 17 and one is 13.
Okay. Here's the deal. Is the apartment mean that the kids are going to go to the same school?
No. They go, one goes to a middle school, one goes is graduating from the high school.
Okay, yeah. So the one that's graduating, it's not going to make any difference. And is the 13-year-old would be changing schools anyway, is what you're saying, yes?
The 13-year-old will have to change to the middle school where I have the new apartment. But we're still in the same town. I'm not moving far.
Have the two of you talked about what the custody arrangement would be or the visitation would be or any of the finances or anything of that sort?
Yes. I have told him that I wanted to leave, and we talked about it, and I told him that I was planning on leaving, but I would say that some months ago. Excuse me, and he told me
that... But you're
that,
still there. Yeah, and what did he say? Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yeah, he said that when I moved out, then he would know it was really real, that we weren't going to be together, and that he would then consent to put the house on the market, because as long as I stay there, he's not moving.
No, you're right. Well, exactly. I mean, as long as you're there, you're still there. All right, here's what I'd suggest. I hear your dilemma. I just don't think it's a very good idea... I'm just trying to think this through. Let's go through the possibilities. If you tell him that when you come back, you and the kids are going to go live someplace else, I mean, the advantage about doing that is it gives him, how long are you going to be gone? Like a week?
A week. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so it gives him a week to get used to the idea. The question is, do you trust that he will not tear up the furniture, set fire to the house, refuse to let the kids go to England with you? I mean, do you think that he'll do some acting out if you tell him? Because the advantage about
yes.
telling him before you go, you think he would be a problem?
I think he will make
okay.
it a problem for the kids to come with me, to punch me.
To punch you? Oh, to punish you. Punish
yes.
you. Okay, sorry, Freudian slip. All right, so that means that if you want the kids to go with you, that telling them beforehand doesn't make any difference, which means, bottom line, that you can't just go from the airport to your new place, all right? Because that's you're going to have a relationship with this dude. I mean, you've been with him for 20 years, and you've got kids in common. You're going to have an ongoing relationship, which means you don't want to do something that is going to be so destructive that he'll never forgive you. Because, I mean, think about if the roles were reversed. Think about if he said, hi, honey, I'm going for a convention and then never coming back again. All right? It's just not a very, very, it's just not a very nice thing to do, which means that when you come back, what you can do is go and have meet him at the airport and say, look, here are the options. I have an apartment. I'm really serious about this. Either I can wait a month, and even if you have to pay an extra month rent, I mean, I know that seems like a lot of money right now, but in the long run, it doesn't make any difference. That I will give you, I'm can either move now, I can wait a couple of weeks, I can leave the kids with you and I can move out, or I can move with the kids now. You tell me what makes most sense to you. Because you're giving him some options at that moment. He's not going to feel nearly as sandbagged. He's not going to feel nearly as really cut off at the knees. It also gives the kids a chance to vote for what they want to do. Because you're talking about, essentially, the 17-year-old might as well be an adult. The 13-year-old sees himself as an adult, whether you do or not. And so go to England, and I know it's going to weigh a bit heavily on your mind, and don't make any promises. But when you come back, then the two of you can, I mean, the kids can unpack and whatever, and you don't have to stay with him past that. But it may be that the permanent move, that you give him those options, that, I've got an apartment. I was going to tell you before we left, and I didn't think that was really fair. I didn't think it was fair to the kids or fair to you. But I'm going to move out. And the question is, does it make any difference to you whether I move out tomorrow or I move out in 2 weeks? I'd like the kids to come with me. We have to talk about how we're going to share the custody of the kids over the summer. And senior is going to college in the fall anyway. And the 13-year-old, and we'll talk about that. But you guys have some things to talk about that haven't been resolved, and you just preemptively sort of moving out, I think, is going to create more problems. You think about it for a minute. I'll come right back to you. We'll talk about this a little bit more. Jan, I'll get to you in just a second. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So we're talking with Shay, who has got kind of a crisis going on, going to England to get an award, taking her 13-year-old and 17-year-old, has an apartment, wants to go directly from the airport when she comes home to the apartment. I'm saying that's a very expensive way of doing business. And I hear that it's expensive for the kids, and you may get those two kids are old enough to give you a hard time if they want to, and that's just going to make everything more complicated for you and for the going forward and for, I mean, it's just, I wouldn't do it that way. I just think you're better off saying, look, we have to have a serious discussion when I come home. This will give us both a little bit of time to take a deep breath. And then having that conversation and saying, I wasn't completely upfront with you about the fact that I'd really, my mind was pretty much made up, and I have an apartment that I can move into in the next couple of weeks. But I really didn't want to do it that way. I didn't want to sandbag you. So you can actually make not doing what you're thinking about doing virtuous, as opposed to a little treacherous, and saying, because I wanted to talk with you about it, I wanted to talk with the kids about it, I want to make this as painless, even though I know it's a painful situation, and as orderly as possible.
Right. And I think I wasn't going to go directly from the airport to the new apartment. I was planning to definitely move out during the week, the first week I come back after Memorial Day, while the kids are at school.
I wouldn't do that. I would give everybody the chance to vote on this a little bit. You're really talking essentially about three other adults. And
oh, so you're saying I should talk to the kids beforehand?
No, I'm saying when you come back from England.
Right. No, I don't know what you mean, but before I move out, I should definitely
have
absolutely.
That conversation
with them.
Absolutely. Because saying to the 17-year-old or 13-year-old, come on, we're leaving Dad, one of them may say, no, I'm not going.
Okay, well, that's fine, because when I talked to him a few months ago about moving out, he asked me, am I taking the children? And I told him yes, because I didn't know what he was going to say, you know, fight me on it. He didn't. He was saying, part of it is up to him.
Part of it is up to you. Part of it is up to those kids. Those kids are big enough to say, I'm not doing this.
But by the same token, I don't mind any time they want to spend with him. But I'm insisting on that they be with me while they're in school, so I can just make sure their schoolwork and everything is.
Well, you're only talking about one of the kids, right? The 17-year-old's going away to school. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, my 17-year-old is going to college in the fall. But all I'm saying is I just want to make sure that I oversee and make sure their schoolwork and everything is straight.
Well, but when you say their schoolwork, is the 17-year-old going to be living at home when they're going to college?
No, he's going away. He's going to live.
You're not going to be able to oversee the 17-year-old's schoolwork. Trust me about this. That's why kids go away to college, all right?
No, I agree with you. I'm just saying till the end of the year, I just want to make sure that
When does the school year end?
In about 6 weeks, at the end of June.
Don't do anything until, in terms of moving those kids, until the school year's over. They're not going to want to move.
I can't stay. I can't stay that long.
You can move on your own.
I can't leave them.
They may not. If they want to come with you, that's fine. Shay, listen, you're talking about the rest of everybody's life. And I know 6 weeks, you don't have to go live there. You've been living there for 20 years. You've been living there for the last 6 weeks after you told him you wanted out of there. And you can move. You can visit them. They may not want to come with you.
They're going to want to come with me.
If they do, that's fine. But I think you're going to have to give all three of those people at least some option. The husband of saying, I can move out immediately. The kids of saying, you can come with me now. You can come back and forth. Those are people who are old enough. First of all, they're going to feel that they've been manipulated and you're trying to control them.
I hear what you're saying. Options for everybody. I can't just make the sole decision.
Exactly.
Move. I have to give options to all the people that I'm affecting.
Absolutely. Okay, because look, think about it at the same time. If he'd come home and said, I'm moving out tomorrow, I mean, right now you'd feel grateful, but that may not have been what you would have felt a year ago. And if somebody had said to you when you were, 13, we're leaving today, we'll have to bus you to school. I mean, you would have been furious. And even if it's something you wanted to do, somebody telling you you have to do it feels very different. So I understand you want to be out of there. I understand you're viewing this trip as the line in the sand. I get all that. And you can move out, but you're going to have to give those other three people some options. Okay?
Because
you're not playing for the short term. You're not playing for the next month. You're playing for the rest of everybody's life.
I hear you. I just
I know it's much harder on you that you wanted to have this all done. You wanted to be able to tell the kids in England that that's what's going on. And I mean, the thing is, if you tell them in England, they're going
to
know before they
No, I definitely didn't want to tell them before.
You have to tell your husband before you tell the kids.
He'll accuse them of knowing and conspiring with them if I tell them in advance.
Exactly. And you can't tell them before you tell him. So, exactly. So, here's the deal. Go and have a great time in England. When you come back, it's still to be determined what the time frame is. You're clear that you're going to move out, and the question is, everybody's going to have some input about the timing. But you've got the apartment, and if you have to pay an extra month's rent, you'll survive that. It probably won't be in a month. It'll probably be a couple weeks. Give everybody the sense of some options so it's an orderly transition as opposed to a hit and run in the middle of the night. Okay?
Okay.
I know you're not going to love me. You don't love me right now, but I guarantee you in a couple months you'll think, thank God I didn't do it the way I was planning to do it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right? All right.
Okay,
you're welcome.
Thank you.
Have fun in England. 855-993-7569. Jan, we're going to start, and then we'll see where we get, and then we're probably going to take a break, but we'll get started with each other. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you.
Sure.
I talked to you a couple weeks ago about my boyfriend moving out. I have a daycare, and we haven't been getting along in a year.
Right.
Okay. Well, all that, I talked to him, and he thinks, great idea. Everything was perfect. Until.
Dun, dun, dun. What happened?
Well, we hang out at Applebee's a lot. We go up there for dinner a couple of times a week. If he's working late, his daughter and I will go up there or some fun. We hang up there. We eat there a lot.
Got it.
Fridays ago, I was up there, and there's a lot of regulars up there, and we were sitting there talking to this guy was up there talking. He's kind of new within like the last 2 months. Really nice guy, just bought a house in the neighborhood. Everybody's talking. He gets along with everybody. All the bartenders love him. Well, he's like, so that Friday night, everybody was talking.
All right, wait, we're going to stop you, right? This is going to be a cliffhanger. All right, everybody loves him. Nice guy, new guy at Applebee's. Friday night, stay tuned. We'll find out what happens next. With Jan, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. 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 Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Friday, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Jan, who has a boyfriend and a business, and she runs her daycare center out of her business, and she talked with her boyfriend about finding a place together, and then Applebee's. I'm not sure exactly what Applebee's has to do with this, but you will tell us.
Okay, so that Friday night, we were everybody was sitting around talking, and I said, well, we got there at like 5:30, and this was like 8:30. I said, well, I got to go because I'm going to get up in the morning and go to IKEA. And he's like, oh, I really need to go there. It's an hour from here. It's an hour drive from where we live. But I didn't want to invite him because I knew I was going by myself. Like, I just kind of felt weird. I just felt weird about inviting him.
So about the, this was about the new guy.
Yeah, the new guy.
Okay.
I just felt kind of weird. I mean, like, if everybody else was going that was sitting there, then I would have said, okay, come on. But they were all like, no, we can't, you know, like, I knew that they were going to get up. They're all 25, 30 years old. They go out and party. They're not getting up on a Saturday morning and going to IKEA with me. So I just didn't even say anything to them. And then the next morning, I was talking, I asked my sister if she wanted to go. I was like, I'll pick you up because it's a long drive, whatever. But then I thought, you know what? What would be the big deal if I just, if he goes? It's not a big deal. I mean, he's a super nice guy. So I messaged him on Facebook and I said, hey, if you want to go to IKEA, I go, you're more than welcome to drive with me. He messaged me back and said, I can't, Consumer Energy is coming out today, because he had just moved into this house.
Okay.
And I said, okay, cool. That was it. The following Friday night, me and my boyfriend's daughter and two other girls went up there, and we were hanging out. We ate dinner, and we came back. I go, let's go back, because it was really nice out. I go, let's just go home and sit on the patio. So we came home. My phone was in the house on the table, and he went in, and the bartender said, he goes, where is everybody? And the bartender said, you just missed Jan and Bethany, and you just missed them. They just left. And he goes, oh, dang, I wish I had their number to call. And she said, why don't you message her, Jan, on Facebook? So he messaged me and said,
no, this is still the new, can we give him a name so I don't get lost? Okay. This is the new guy.
The new guy.
Mr. Says, we'll call him Chester the Charmer.
Okay. Chester messages me and says, where are you? I'm at Applebee's, because we had just left.
Oh, well, dear.
Don, my boyfriend.
Friend. Yeah. Thinks, oh, my goodness, something's going on here.
Yep, and then he reads that that I asked him to IKEA. And
well, did you explain
like,
it?
Why would you? I tried to explain it. I even said, I go, ask your daughter. I mean, and plus, not to say any, I'm not prejudiced or anything, but this guy, he's black. He's 24, maybe 30. Like, he's not my, I'm 50. I mean, it was not, like, to tell you the truth, he really likes the girls that I hang out with, but he can't message them. Like, they would think then it would be different, because I'm more like a mom. So it's...
So what's the deal with your boyfriend at this moment?
So he flips out, and no, he won't listen to anybody. He gets up the following Saturday morning and moves everything out. He won't talk to me.
Well, he was looking for an excuse.
That's what I thought.
It wouldn't have made any difference. Yeah, it wouldn't have made any difference.
That's what I thought, because I'm like, you don't even know me if you think that.
He doesn't. I mean, he knows.
I would never cheat.
I mean, he's figuring that, you know, that this is done, that. You know, that she doesn't want to be with me anymore, so the best defense is a good offense. This had nothing to do with anything.
But just the night before, after I talked to you, I talked to him and I said, I talked to Dr. Joy, and she says that this is a great idea to move out, and you have your own space, I have my own space, we can date, we can do dinners, and I can help, I'm like, I can go help you go clean your house and organize everything, get everything all ready. And he's like, I go, does that sound good? He goes, sounds perfect. And
well,
we both felt good. Like, we both were, like, not nervous about doing it. Like,
well, he may have had a change of heart. So, I mean, look, because it doesn't make any sense, as you point out. The two of you have been together a long time. He knows that this guy, you know, it has nothing to do with anything.
So I have been at, like, I told him, because I didn't talk
to him. When did all this go? Well, this was Friday night. So when did
a week ago. He's been out for exact a week.
But he moved all his stuff out? He was looking for an excuse to get out of there.
I know. Well, I knew he wanted to. I mean, I knew he was planning on it for a while. So my question now is, I texted him Monday morning, and I was like, I totally miss you. Like,
okay.
Can we just talk?
And what did he do?
Can we talk? He's like, I don't know if I'm going to have any time. I don't have any time for this weekend or the next week, which I know he is extremely busy. He
well, that's okay. That looks all right. It's all right. So give it a cooling off period. This is not terrible. give it a cooling off period, and so call him in a week or two. And either he will miss you during that period of time, so he's really going to be very interested in presumably getting back in touch with you, or he doesn't. He's not going to. And if he doesn't, then this was just a matter of time till this whole thing blew up. So it's okay. I mean, he didn't say no. He just said, I'm really busy. And, of course, he's being a bit standoffish, and he's getting his feelings hurt, and he's feeling like you're in charge of everything, and he doesn't have any say-so, and, you know, what, you know, whine. So give it a week or two. Give it a week, and then give him a call and say, hey, listen, you know, if you're not busy, I'd love to buy you a cup of coffee, or I'd love to take you out for dinner or whatever. And I mean, this isn't over, I don't think, unless you want it to be over. If you want it to be over, let it go. If you genuinely
then
give him a little bit of time to miss you and be responsive to his issue of, okay, you know, she's in charge of everything. She determines what we're going to do. And I mean, he's clearly feeling ambivalent. So let him deal with his ambivalence, because if he decides, you know what, this relationship, that all this stuff was just made up stuff, I really don't want to be here anymore, then he's given himself a face-saving way of leaving the relationship that isn't terribly hard. I mean, it's not much fun for either of you, but it's not awful. It's not him saying, I never loved you, we never should have been together, I always hated this house, yada, yada. I mean, so wait a week. And don't panic.
Okay.
Keep yourself busy in the next week, and give him a call, and don't be whiny. Just say, you know, I really miss you. I'd love to buy you lunch. See, you know, and because I would really love for us to get together. It sounded like we really had a viable plan here, and I would really like to pursue it.
Okay.
All right, but don't. I don't think it's over. And this was just the only thing to be careful about is, if you're going to do something with somebody of the opposite sex in general, just let him know. I mean, because if he'd said, oh, you know, Chester wanted to go to IKEA and I felt a little uncomfortable because I really don't know him very well. But then, you know, I thought about it and I thought it's a long drive and, you know, what do I care? And be some company. And so would you like to come with me? Or, you know, if it's okay with you, I thought either if I'd much prefer you coming. But if not, I thought I'd give him a call and see if he wants to go. Because if he'd known about it, it would have,
mm-hmm.
that, see, the problem is not that this guy texted you or IKEA or anything else. It's that you didn't tell him about it. And so he felt, what else is she not telling me? So just keeping people in the loop makes a huge difference. And you usually don't care. It's when we find out something accidentally, that's when we get all of our little feathers ruffled. And ruffling feathers is an expensive way of doing business. People just don't respond very well. All right?
Okay.
So give it some time and just be kind of cheerful about it of, you know, I'd really love to take you out and how are things with you? But give him a little bit of time. Let him miss you, because if he doesn't miss you, you're done. And if you don't miss him, I mean, you may decide in a week, you know, it's kind of nice not having him around. I mean, and neither of you are going to actually know the complete answer in a week. It's going to take a couple of months, but you'll have a better idea. Right now, your feelings are hurt, his feelings are hurt, and when we get two feelings hurt in the same relationship, we get chaos.
Mm-hmm.
So but give it a little time, all right?
Okay.
Don't panic.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. When in doubt, don't panic. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, and the earlier you do it, the more time we have together, so not a bad idea to do so. 855-993-7569. All righty. So, today is National Visit Your Relatives Day. You going to visit your relatives today, Manny?
I don't know.
You're going to be working today.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll have enough time.
Yeah, I have to get on the airplane, so yeah. It's not going to happen today. Maybe we could adopt some people in the next cubicle. Yeah, we probably spend as much time with the people at work, if not more time, than with our family, right?
Right.
What can I tell you? All right. This day in history is actually vaguely interesting. I love the ones when you guys send me emails saying, today in history sucks. All right, Rhode Island passed the first law in English-speaking North America making slavery illegal in 1652. Go, Rhode Island, you're little, but you got a lot of heart. So that's great, 1652. In 1756, on this day, the Seven Years' War begins when Great Britain declares war on France. You know, it just seems like one of the truisms of human civilization, civilization being heavily in italics, is war. Have you noticed that? I think there's somebody has said since the beginning of written history, there's only been something like 200 years where there hasn't been somebody at war someplace.
Hmm.
That's depressing, don't you think? Because we've been keeping track of history for, what, a couple thousand years, at least.
Yeah.
On this day in 1763, fire destroys a large part of Montreal. Thank goodness for electric light. The combination of coal and candles was not very safe, and wooden homes. In 1804, Napoleon Bonaparte was proclaimed Emperor of the French by the French Senate. So I was reading something that said Napoleon wasn't all that short for his time. He was about average height. Because everybody refers to him as, you know, as this tiny guy, and he was compensating for his short stature by ruling the world. I read something that said he wasn't all that short. People have gotten taller. Vegetables. If you've ever gone to the recreation of the Mayflower at Plymouth Rock, you couldn't stand up in it. I can't even stand up in it, and I'm shorter than you are. And I'm just under 5'9". So, I mean, people were much shorter then. All those vitamins. On this day in 1860, Abraham Lincoln wins the Republican Party presidential nomination over William H. Seward, who later became the United States Secretary of State, who bought what? It's called Seward's Folly. What did he buy, Manny?
Nice.
Your history teacher is not going to be happy with you. Do you know what Seward's Folly was?
I don't.
Alaska.
Okay.
Bought Alaska. Everybody said it was Seward's Folly because he bought it for, like, you know, nothing. And they were wrong. That's where all the oil is. In 1896, the United States Supreme Court rules Plessy versus Ferguson, the separate but equal doctrine, is constitutional. Which was overturned, what, in the 60s, separate and equal was, that Roe versus Wade was abortion. But I'm trying to remember what Brown versus the Board of Education, I should be able to remember that, was that separate but equal is not constitutional, but it took a long time. I think Brown versus the Board of Education was in the 60s, I think. In 1910, the Earth passes through the tail of Comet Halley, which everybody pronounces Halley, which is actually Halley's Comet. What can I tell you? In 1917, the Selective Service Act of 1917 was passed, giving the President of the United States the power of conscription, the draft. No draft right now, all volunteer army. In 1953 on this day, Jackie Cochran became the first woman to break the sound barrier, not by yelling at her husband, but by flying an airplane. Those of you who are showing us, this is also the day in history that my daughter was born. So there. So I know exactly where I was. I went in the hospital at 10 o'clock, and they said, well, it's going to be, you know, 26 hours or so. And my OBGYN came by because he was seeing somebody else in the hospital, came by around noon and said, oh, my gosh. And she came at 12:30. He said, any baby you ever have, you'll have to have in the hospital. Because I went from completely undilated to birth in 2.5 hours. My kid was a 10-month baby. I was convinced that I had swallowed a watermelon. I was not actually pregnant. And that she was... they don't let babies go that long anymore because there was very little amniotic fluid left. And her fingernails were all ingrown. But the good news is that she was sleeping through the night every other night by the time she was a week old. I can also give you the Brown formula for making your baby sleep. There are several quarters in which, when people have newborns, I'm known as St. Joy the Divine. Because I can tell you how to help your kid sleep through the night, which means you get to sleep through the night. Drugs are not involved. Okay. It turns out if you make less than, I don't know how they figured out this number. If you make less than $47,476 a year, you may be eligible for overtime pay starting in December. That's not going to help the economy a whole lot. Well, I guess it'll help certain people.
Yeah.
I wonder how they came up with that figure. Because it's obviously 4-7, 4-7, 4-7. Just some arbitrary number.
It's an odd number.
Yeah, let's see if there's any definition about why it came up with that particular number. Because it's such it's obviously 4-7, 4-7, which is $913 a week. Will automatically qualify for overtime pay when they work more than 40 hours a week. That's roughly double the $23,660 threshold that's currently in place, which is $455 a week. Which means that I suppose the rich are going to get richer. Goes into effect December 1st, intended to expand across to overtime pay for otherwise low-salaried workers who log long hours but have been treated as exempt from overtime because they perform some managerial duties. You know, that's probably, if you think about it, $900 a week is not a princely amount of money, and especially if you've got a family.
Right.
I suppose, I mean, it's really a help for the middle class. The percent of salaried workers automatically eligible for overtime has fallen to 7% from 62% in 1975. Under the new threshold, 35% of salaried workers will become automatically eligible. So that seems to me kind of reasonable. I mean, because it's just not, the problem is that there's not much inflation, but everything costs more, which is not exactly the same as inflation, but it says, in figuring out whether salaried workers' income qualifies them for overtime, employers will be allowed to count their bonuses and commissions up to 10% of the threshold. So if you make $44,000 and get a $4,000 bonus, his total income will mean that he will remain exempt from overtime. Actually, they did the numbers wrong. No, they didn't. All right, so there you go. So if you're making basically under $50,000, you'll be eligible for overtime. So good for you. If you'd like to use that overtime pay to call me, it doesn't cost anything to call me, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.